19a in the red book. Psalm 18 goes for a long way. 18a, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L. It's a long psalm. Not all of it is psalm because there's a repeat in there of the same chapter again. But there's a lot to it, and all I'm taking this morning is the introduction to it. Let's read these words in order that our minds might help to focus on this. See if you can read some expression into it. Let me read the first stanza, and you read the second. I love you, Lord. You are my strength, the Lord, my rock, my fort, my power, my God, my hiding place, my shield, my horn of safety, and my tower.
Because he is ever to be praised, and unto the Lord I lift my cry. For I shall be delivered thus from all of those who me defy.
With cords of death on every side, I was assailed by floods of sin, entangled by the grave's strong cords, my way with snares of death hemmed in.
In my distress I called the Lord. My cry to God for help was clear. He from his temple heard my voice. My cry before him reached his ear.
Now, the man that wrote this chapter of the Bible was a veteran of at least one world war, the equivalent anyhow, and several civil wars, and enough plots and counterplots to fill two books. He was a shepherd boy. He was a private citizen. He was a prince. He was a general. He was a king. He was a conqueror. It was David. And I know of no other man who had as many narrow escapes, as many failures, as many heartbreaks, as many calamities, but he always seemed to come out of every one of them stronger than he was before. That's the difference between him and so many others. He knew how to handle trouble, and he knew how to handle victory and success. And after all these hairbreadth escapes, he sits down to think through all these answers to prayer. And he's really summarizing them all in that introduction, the part that we just read. His feelings seem to well up within him all at once. Oh, he said, what a God we have. What a God God is. And then he picks and chooses his words with very great care. I love the Lord. And the word that he uses there, the Hebrew word, is a very, very endearing, softest, tenderest, lovingest love that he knew. Here's a tough old army general, conquering king. He's talking about that tender, tender kind of love. An amazing thing. And from there on, he speaks just as any man who's in love, head over heels in love, might speak. Some of you have been in this position. He tells her he loves her, and then he begins calling her names. Now that calling her names may have other connotations, but in this case he begins calling her names of endearment. My one, my only, my all, my light, my life. And he just goes on and on with one name after another. Now the words that David used were not quite as meaningless. Well, I'm not going to say that's meaningless for any of you who've used that kind of a build-up. David's words were well chosen. He says, my strength. And every one of the words, I think, triggered a memory in his mind. The day we outran Saul down in the desert, up over the mountains, and I don't know where my strength came from, but there was a strength there that I never had before, and I've never known it since then. My strength. My fortress. That was the day we were walled in and couldn't run. And we beat off attack after attack after attack after attack. We were surrounded, we were besieged. But we beat them all off. Now, God was my fortress. And my rock. I don't know whether it was the day that God used the rocks that he was throwing down and sort of guided them so that they hit the enemy soldiers instead of missing them. Maybe they rolled boulders down the mountain. And when the enemy saw some of those rocks coming down, they just gave up. And he just happened to be able to pry the right ones out. He said, no, that's my rock. It may have been the day that he was in the rock, in the cave, and Saul couldn't find my rock. He was my rock. God was my rock. And my deliverance. The day we went around one side of the mountain, just as he was going around the other side of the mountain, we didn't have that advance information. But we found out afterwards when we tracked them out that they were over there while we were over here. And then he goes on, my shield, my buckler. That trusty old shield, and here's where that sword hit me, and there's where that javelin would have hit me, and that's my Lord. Not my skill, that's my Lord. He had that up there. And my buckler, boy, a trusty weapon. It's been with me, not only with Goliath. I had to use his in that occasion. But my buckler, he's just, and my horn of safety, of salvation, and my high tower. I think that each one of the words that he uses there triggers a thought of a time when God had done something that only God could do, and he knew as he looked back over it that it was only God that could have done that. The miraculous escapes. And he goes on in that second stanza, because he's ever to be praised. The first one is his praise, and then the second one is the reason for it. He's worthy to be praised. Some of the other translations bring out the Hebrew a little bit better, because he's worthy. Because God is who God is. Well, really, that's what we do when we come into God to give him our worship, to give him his worship. That's the old meaning of the word worship. To give God something of what he's worth. His worship. We don't use the word ship that way anymore. Her ladyship, his lordship, but his worship. To give God something of what he's worth. Well, how do we do that? Well, you children do that when you draw those pictures that let you know and everybody else that you understand what God's saying there. That's a praise of him. That's giving him something of his worship. And his thoughts come through your mind and show up in those pictures on the paper. And you adults, of course, are beyond drawing pictures. But the thing that shows up in your life is what happens when you go out during the week after having been around the Word. And then your life changes. And people begin seeing the reflection of Jesus Christ in your life and in your conduct. What you say and what you do and what you are. And because he's ever to be praised, unto the Lord I lift my cry, for I shall be delivered thus from all the foes who me defy. And then he remembers a particular incident. With cords of death on every side, I was assailed by floods of sin. Entangled by the grave strong cords, my way with snares of death hemmed in. In my distress I called the Lord. My cry to God for help was clear, and he from his temple heard my voice. My cry before him reached his ear. Because he's ever to be praised, this is why we do it. But we think about specifics, and we're going to sing this in just a moment. I ran into one of these incidents, and Rich, please don't laugh at me. You would have had absolutely no problem with that. But Thursday evening, as I was trying to find my way through Chicago, on the interstate through Chicago, And I was supposed to be over there at that college campus at 6 o'clock, and it was already 5:45, and the traffic had stopped dead, and it wasn't going to move for a while. And then somehow or other, I did get off, And when I came back on, I was going in the wrong direction. The right road, all right, is just the wrong direction on the right road. And then when I got off in order to try to turn around, I had three different sets of instructions. And the one man couldn't talk English at all. And he sent me in the exact opposite direction, I found, from what I should have gone. And it just came to the place where I said, "Lord, help. I don't know where I am." And when I showed up at the door of that car dealership, which was about the only thing open, a man looked at me and said, "You're lost." He had gotten the point before I had even said anything. And he did give me the right direction, and I wasn't very far off, and I found that the airplanes had been late, and so I was only about 15 minutes late. But there come those times when I say, "I'm lost. God, help. Please." That's what we're singing about. That's what we're singing about. Remember this when you come to that place in your own life. Let's rise to sing 18a.